Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah elaborates on the fact that after Chalitza or Yibum has been done, then the entire Zikah is removed, and no act which is done after that has significance, unless it's, of course it's illegal relations. But in terms of Yibum, it has no bearing. And therefore Cholatz, if somebody did Chalitza, so let's say again, Shimon did Chalitza on Chana, and then on Miriam, the Cholatz, he did Chalitza on Miriam, or he did Mamar on Miriam, he gave a get to Miriam, Uval. Or he had relations with Miriam. Any of the acts which he did with Miriam are not considered to be acts of Yibum or Mamar or anything, since Chalitza has already been done at the beginning, such that there is no longer any Zika, a Baal. Or if he had Yibum with Chana, and then with Miriam, Uval, he had relations with her, a Baal Vasa Maimer. Or if he did Yibum with Chana and then did Mamar with Miriam, Nosan Get. Or he gave a get to Miriam, the Cholatz, or he did Chalitza with Miriam, Einachar Chalitza Klum. There is nothing after the original Chalitza, and the same applies to the original Yibum. After the first act has been done with Chana, there is now no longer any Zika to any of the Yavamis. So he is still allowed to marry the relatives of Miriam, because the acts which he did with her are not considered acts of Yibum or Chalitza or Get or Mamar at all. Now, if he did have relations with her, that would be illegal relations. And the Mishnah ends off, Bein Yovam Echad L'Shtei Yavamais, all that we have said until now, applies whether it would be one Yavam towards two Yavamais, Bein Shnei Yavamim L'Yavam Achas. And the same would apply if it is two Yavamim, Shimon and Levi, doing two different acts to one Yavama, let's say Chana. So instead of Shimon doing Mamar to Chana and then Mamar to Miriam, it would be Shimon doing Mamar to Chana and then Levi doing Mamar to Chana. But the same exact laws would apply.